Quran. Let's listen to a story from the 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 Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله عز وجل Dear viewers of Madani channel, we have returned back with the wonderful Zilzila, your probably favorite program. Let's listen to a story from the Holy Quran. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this beautiful program, we listen to a story in every episode and try to learn pearls of wisdom from that. Definitely. Quran is full of wisdom. Definitely. It is the word of the most wise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A book free of errors. A book free from mistake, meaning no concept of mistake is there, no concept of error is there. We pick a Quran Sharif, a book of the Holy Quran. Here, we find exactly same. Go to another part of the world, find it exactly same. You bring in 10, 20, 30, 40, 100 copies of the Holy Quran, exactly same. The Quran is matchless. The Quran has every answer to our problems. What's needed is that we try to understand it, we try to read it correctly, and try to attain lessons for our life. If you're occupied, busy doing something, please gather your family together, bring the children together. Today we are going to speak about a very, very, very interesting story of the Holy Quran. And this story is such, because of the story, the entire chapter was named over it. Now what is it, inshallah? We will listen to it, but come closer, inshallah, attentively. Let's listen to a story from the Holy Quran. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the person who recites durood upon me 1,000 times daily shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So this story is actually about a pious person. The story is that there was a pious person in the Bani Israel who had a young son. He had a single female calf only in his property. Just before his death, the pious person took the calf to the jungle and left it by a bush, saying, "O Allah Azza wa Jal, I leave this calf under your protection until my son reaches puberty." After this, the pious person died and the calf grew to a cow. With the passage of time, the son was also growing, of course, and he became an adult. He became a righteous man who was very obedient to his mother. He had divided his night into three parts. His nights were divided into three portions. He used to sleep in one part of the night, worship in second part of the night, and serve his mother in the third part of the night. Allahu Akbar. Also, he used to travel to the jungle every day in the morning to fetch wood, which he used to sell. He used to do sadaqah, charity, of one third of his earnings, spend one third on his personal needs, and give one third to his mother. Allahu Akbar. Distribution of the night into three categories, and distribution of wealth also in three categories. Allahu Akbar. One day, the mother said to the son, "O my beloved son, your father left a calf for you in inheritance that he had left near such and such bush under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now go to that bush and supplicate in this way. O Rabb Azza wa Jal of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, O Rabb of Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salam, O Rabb of Sayyiduna Ishaq alayhi salam, return me the thing my father gave under your protection." She further said that the calf was yellow colored and its skin would be glistening in such a way, glowing in such a way, as though the rays of the sun are emitting from it. Allahu Akbar. Hearing this, the boy went to the jungle and supplicated by that bush. All of a sudden, the cow came to him running and stood by him. He brought it home. His mother said, "My son, go to the market and sell this cow for 3 dinars. But do not sell it to any buyer without consulting me." In those days, the usual cost of a cow was approximately 3 dinars. A buyer came in the market who in reality was an angel. Allahu Akbar, look at the plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angel said, "I will pay you more than 3 dinars on a condition that you sell me the cow without consulting your mother." The boy replied, "No matter how much more you offer me, I will not sell the cow without consulting my mother." Reaching home, the boy related the whole event to his mother. She said, "Perhaps the buyer was an angel. Therefore, O son, consult with him whether we should sell the cow or not." So this boy consulted with that buyer who was actually an angel. He went to the market and consulted him. He advised not to sell the cow. He said that in future, the people of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam will buy this cow. He further advised to demand the price equivalent to the amount of gold that can be filled in the hide, in the skin of that cow. They will pay the price as you wish. Therefore, after a few days, a very, very, very rich person from the Bani Israel named Amil was killed by his 2 paternal cousins, and they threw his body into a certain secret place, in a place where nobody passes by. The next morning, the search for the murderers began. After getting no traces, some people went to Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam and asked about the murderer. He alayhi salam ordered them that get a cow, slaughter the cow and strike the dead body with its tongue or the bone of the tail, and the murdered Amil will resurrect. He will come back to life and tell you the name of the person or the people who killed him. Hearing this, the Bani Israel raised questions and arguments about age. What should be the age? How should it look? What should be the color? And so many questions they started asking. So when they finally understood the type of the cow that was required, then they began to search for the cow. When they reached the cow of that boy, they realized that this is what exactly they need. This is what exactly they were looking for. Therefore, they paid its price equivalent to gold filled in its hide and slaughtered the cow. Then they hit the dead body, the corpse of that man, with the tongue or bone of the tail, and the dead Amil, the person called Amil, came back to life. He said that his killers were the 2 sons of his uncle who killed him due to the greed of wealth. After telling this, he died again. Therefore, both the killers were killed in return, and the boy of the pious person, who was very obedient to his mother, became very rich by getting lots of wealth. Allahu Akbar. The whole Quranic incident has been described in the holy ayahs of the glorious Quran in the following words: وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوًا قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَن أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا فارض ولا بكر عوان بين ذلك فافعلوا ما تؤمرون قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما لونها قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة صفراء فاقع لونها فاقع لونها تسر الناظرين قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي إن البقرة تشابه علينا وإنا إن شاء الله لمهتدون قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا ذلول تثير الأرض ولا تسقي الحرث. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And when Musa alayhi salam said to his nation, Allah commands you to slaughter a cow. They said, are you mocking us? He said, I seek refuge in Allah azza wa jal that I should be amongst the ignorant. They said, pray to your Lord that he may inform us as to what kind of cow it is. He, Musa alayhi salam said, he, Allah azza wa jal says that it is a cow neither old nor too young. Rather, it is in between both. So do what you are ordered. They said, pray to your Lord. He may inform us of its color. He said, says he, Allah Azza wa Jal, it is a yellow cow, bright in color, pleasant to the beholders. They said, pray to your Lord that he may explain clearly to us as to what kind of cow it is. Certainly, we have become doubtful about cows, and if Allah wills, we shall attain guidance. Musa alayhi salam said, he, Allah azza wa jal, says that it is a cow from which no service has been taken, that it neither plows the earth nor irrigates the fields. It is flawless, having no spot. After hearing this, they said, now you have brought us the true fact. Then they slaughtered it, whereas they seemed reluctant to slaughter it. And when you committed murder, they began accusing each other, and Allah was to disclose that which you were hiding. Then we said, strike the murdered one with a part of that cow. This is how Allah will give life to the dead and shows you his signs that you may have sense. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, dear viewers of Madani channel, do you see what a beautiful narration from the Holy Quran? What a wonderful incident from the Holy Quran that a person woke up and he mentioned who was his murderer. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, my Rabb Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal is the Almighty. He is the most powerful. There are few lessons we have to learn from this narration. What do we learn? We have come to know that the possessions left over by the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carry a lot of blessings. You see, the pious man only left one calf behind him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put so much blessings in it that his inheritor, his child, his son earned abundant wealth by selling that cow. Allahu Akbar. It was just one cow. And that too, we heard that in those days, the market rate was just 3 dinars. But what this boy earned? This boy earned gold equivalent to the amount which was sufficient to be filled in the hide of that cow, in that skin of the cow. So this is the barakat in what the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leave behind them. Another very beautiful point we learn from here, that the pious man left the calf under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal to help his son. So we also learn that being affectionate towards children and leaving some heritage for them is a good practice of the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal provides sustenance in abundance from the unseen sources to those who are obedient and those who serve their parents. Allahu Akbar. You know, we saw that a person was paying more money, who was actually an angel, that was actually a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said that I'll give you more than 3 dinars, but do not tell your mother. Don't consult her. I will pay you more. But that man said, that young boy said, no. No matter how much wealth you give me, I will consult my mother, because that was the wasiyat, that was the will, and that was the desire, actually a command of the mother, that do not sell it without letting me know. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, the result of being obedient to the mother, the result of being affectionate towards the mother was such that this boy, this young boy became prosperous. He became wealthy. He had so much of wealth. Reason? Obedience to the parents. You know, at many times when children grow up, they feel like they are earning, the parents are eating, the house is theirs, the food is theirs, and they are doing everything for the parents. No. In fact, whatever you earn is through the blessings of your parents. Whatever you get is through the blessings of your parents. In fact, if the parents wouldn't be there, you wouldn't be there. So obviously, whatever we get, whatever we attain, is through the du'as and through the blessings of our parents. And when we serve our parents, we will see miracles happening in our life. We will see our life changing into a positive direction. But on the other hand, if we become proud of ourselves in such a way, I'm feeding my parents. A'udhu billah. I am doing everything for them. What are they doing? That person will get destroyed. Not only the akhirah, but his world will also be destroyed. He will see the punishment in the world itself. It is very hard to mark such a person or note such a person or witness such a person who is successful even after being disobedient to the parents. No, very, very hard to find such an example. But we will find such examples who may apparently not have enough money with them, who may apparently be living in a small house, but their lives are happy. They're happy with their life. They're content. They have that peace of heart. They have the peace of mind because they're obedient to their parents. Let's be obedient to the parents. Because once we lose them, we will realize that what ni'mat, what blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it is in the form of parents. You know, those people who have lost their parents, those people who do not have their parents, they may be able to tell you, what does it mean by having parents in life? They will tell you what it means. They will tell you what a blessing they are. So let's appreciate our parents. And if your parents have passed away, if your parents are not there in the world, they have left this world, they are in their graves, pray for them. Make dua for them. Visit their graves. Send isal al-sawab for them. Do this. That's at least something we can do. We should do. Let's try. If they are alive, we serve them well. And if they have passed away, we pray for them and pray for them and keep praying for them, inshallah ta'ala. Argumentation and debates. This is another point we learned by today's story. That asking questions for nothing. What about this? What about that? What about this? What about that? Like the Bani Israel, they did. What they did? They were ordered to slaughter a cow. They would have slaughtered a cow and that's it. Finished. The story is closed. They would have attained their answer and the job would be done. But what they did? What is the color? What is the age? What is the size? How does it look? Give us more clarity on this. Give us more definition regarding it. No, we are not understanding it. Tell us more about it so that we can go and find the exact cow we need. Allahu Akbar, what's the need of doing all this? And as a result, after they made all these requirements necessary upon their shoulders, what was the result? They had to pay such a huge amount. They had to pay so much of gold. Allahu Akbar. So no, the commandments and the rulings of Sharia, the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not be objected, should not be argumented, should not be put there for, you know, our opinions. No, we are bound to Sharia. Allah has created us. Allah has given us a module of life, a guide of life in form of Quran, in form of the example of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in form of Sharia. The guidelines are set for us. We are bound to follow them. There is no room for ifs, whys and buts. Why this? Why that? Why this? Why that? If this, then but this. So no, there is no room for it. Because the day we start objecting, Allahu Akbar, we should fear by what happened to the nations who objected the commandments of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salam. Another beautiful point. The one who gives his wealth under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He azza wa jal protects it and bestows endless blessings in it. We should hand our matters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, we are sleeping at night, whatever belongings we have, the house we have, the cash in bank we have, for example, the money we have in our locker, for example, keep trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. hand over your matters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely grant us barakah. And it doesn't mean that don't lock your house at night, or you know, leave your cash or money outside just like that, do not lock your car. No, we should tie our camel first, but along with that also, we should place our complete faith in Allah ta'ala. After we have done our efforts, we leave the matters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blindly. Yes, we should have the trust. We should not have doubts in our mind. Blindly, completely, submissively, we should hand our matters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another beautiful point, subhanallah azza wa jal, Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem said that the one who takes on yellow shoes will remain happy and will suffer sorrows rarely, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about yellow cow that tasurrun nadhirin, pleasing to the beholders, it is pleasant for those who see it. So try that, inshallah azza wa jal, you wear yellow shoes if possible, whenever possible, inshallah ta'ala, and we see the benefit of it as well. The one who leaves his family under the protection of Allah azza wa jal, he azza wa jal nourishes them in such a way that is beyond one's expectation. So regarding our families as well, you know, many fathers are at times worried that what will happen with my daughters, what will happen with my sons, what will happen with my wife, what will happen with the children. So from the beginning, from the root levels, install this into your family that whatever we are is because of Allah, whatever we gain due to the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the children, the family members, the household develops this trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not verbally, but sincerely. And inshallah azza wa jal, when we hand our matters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our items will be protected, our family will be protected, our matters will be protected, our transactions will be protected, our iman will be protected. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the protection of our iman. May Allah ta'ala protect our families, our wealth, our children, our intellect, our health. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم قرآن 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 Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran.